Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. Twitter had recently announced that they were going to start deleting accounts of people that haven't used the service in quite some time. Which, you know, I guess if you want to free up some old usernames of people that haven't used the service or lost their email address or whatever, right? Why those accounts don't exist, I could see some value in that. But then Twitter quickly reversed course and said, well, you know, we heard some complaints, and so we're going to think about this a little bit more before we start doing this. And you know, the excuse they gave is, what about people that are deceased, right? Well, you know, shouldn't we preserve their accounts in some way, shape, or form? Now, my thought process is, you don't own Twitter. You certainly don't pay for Twitter. In fact, you're not the customer of Twitter. Twitter's real customers are the advertisers. And just like with anything, if you're not paying for it, you're the product more than likely. Twitter and Facebook and really all these services kind of the same thing, right? If you're not paying for it, you're the product that they're selling to somebody else in some way, shape, or form. And if you want to preserve the content that you post on these services, first of all, Twitter actually has an archive function that you can pull your archive off, and I do, and I pull this off on a somewhat regular basis. And then guess what? I delete the tweets that are there, so you can only see stuff that's fairly recent that I posted on Twitter. That's just me, right? And I realize that Twitter, I kind of want Twitter to be ephemeral. I don't necessarily want everything to be up there forever for posterity's sake, because I can see what happens when you pull up old tweets. and honestly, if you care about the what you've posted there, maybe you should post it somewhere else too, that on a site that you control and that you have some have some say over. Now, there's a couple of reasons, there are a couple of reasons that maybe Twitter didn't state why they decided to change course on this. First of all, if they all of a sudden start deleting accounts, well, then the numbers that they report to advertisers, their real customers, those numbers are going to necessarily go down. And I'm sure if those numbers start going down, then Twitter, the advertisers are going to be like, okay, why am I paying you all this money for ads, right? Now, the other side of this, of course, is they could potentially, start reclaiming names and potentially, either putting up, fake accounts or something. I mean, somebody had put this out, and I'm like, I don't know if they're going to do that necessarily. Although with some of the, some of the people that they deplatform off the service, and they seem to kind of choose, certain people to do that to. I wonder what Twitter's real motivation is for doing this, and they realize that maybe that wasn't such a good idea, independent of what other people, what their stated reasons were. That's reasonable, a reasonable reason for them to stop doing it. But I'm sure there's plenty of reasons that they didn't state in their public tweet storm that they sent out about it. But yeah, if you actually want to save you want to preserve your legacy online, you better back it up on something that's not necessarily hosted by one of these big companies. You should post it on your own website, and that way you can control the backups and everything. I guess not everybody has a website anymore, but I'm pretty old school. I feel like I have multiple websites. In fact, this is something that people should be doing, I think. But anyway, it is Welcome to the internet, right? If you don't own this stuff, don't expect it to stay around. That's just a fact. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.